Howdy, folks. Welcome to another episode of Making Dough Show, where we love talking about making dough in the restaurant business. My name is Hingham, and my husband and I, we own six pizzerias here in San Antonio. And today, I want to talk about the restaurant atmosphere. Here's the thing. This seems to be not a very important topic. However, as you know, many people spend thousands and thousands of dollars in their decor, between the sign of the restaurant, of course, and the interior. That could be obviously the tables and the chairs and what goes on the walls. If you have TV or TVs, some folks have 10, 20, 30 TVs in the restaurant, and that adds up to be quick. So this is something that we spend a lot of money on in our industry, and it's a good topic to talk about, in my opinion. And this came up because obviously being in the restaurant industry, we love going to restaurants, especially local, and we go to new restaurants all the time, and I love it. And this morning I went to a bakery. I've heard a lot of good things about this bakery. I went there and I got coffee. It was like $4.75. It wasn't that much coffee. It was good. It was a latte. It wasn't like out of this world, but again, it was good and they had pastry. But what happens is I went in there and it was really quiet. They had absolutely no music. And so I looked around and it is a rainy day here in Texas, which results to be an icky, yucky day kind of a thing. And they had no music at all, though they had slightly of a nice decor. It was white with like the greenery from IKEA. They had no music. And I really felt a little cold walking in, trying to just get this coffee. And that's the feeling I had. And having that experience, I really felt, and I'm not sure if I'll be back in this place. And I couldn't kind of pinpoint what it was, but ultimately it was the atmosphere. Need to know that people don't come to our restaurants just because they're hungry or they want coffee. They go to restaurants because they're hungry, but they don't come to your restaurant or my restaurant because they're hungry, right? The feeling of, you know, how they want to feel, the atmosphere is really going to dictate. Now, obviously, sometimes they want convenience. Sometimes they want speed. Maybe they choose a drive-through experience and what have you, but particularly atmosphere and how they feel really matters. And so let's talk about it. What do you want your customers to feel when they come to your restaurant? Have you thought about that? If you could kind of really simplify that in 2 to 3 words, do you want them to feel what? Cozy, feel at home, family environment. You want them to feel luxury, special, unique. I don't know, like based on your offerings, based on your experience, you want them to linger and hang out. Is it a fast moving restaurant? You turn tables. I mean, what is it that you really want people to feel? And people do feel something entering each one of our restaurants. Now, if we've been intentional about that or not, that's the question. So let's talk about it. How do you want people to feel entering your restaurant? How will it be memorable at all? What is something they're going to remember if they were to describe that atmosphere to a friend, right? How would that be? And the next thing is, how are we going to create that atmosphere, right? We talked about the feeling. So for instance, for us, we're a family-friendly pizza shop. Of course, we want families. We want a lot of kids running around. That's who we are. We have young kids, and that's what we love. Now, some people want to have an environment where folks want to come in and watch the game, and that's why they have a bunch of TVs, and they want people to drink, and that's phenomenal. All that matters is you and I reverse engineer from being intentional about what we want our environment to feel like. So that's what we're saying. How are we going to create that feeling between the colors, the decor, the uniform from our team? I go to many restaurants that do have good decor. They're a little too clean, kind of white. They look really pristine and perfect. But I don't know what they want you to feel when you're really going in there. It's just too clean. And if it makes sense, it's cold. It's a little too clean and too cold. There's no character. You know, sometimes it is okay for a restaurant to be imperfect. That's our atmosphere. Ours is not perfect. It's not pristine and clean. It's got to have a little bit of a home environment. It's a pizza shop. It's a little rustic. There's brick color and all the things. And no, we have not spent that much money on our decor, actually. And that's why these are the topics I'm thinking about and sharing with you. The other thing I want to talk to you about is what is currently in your restaurant. If you were just walk in with fresh eyes, just like a brand new customer, and look around your dining room, for instance, and the experience and what the customer sees, could you think about a few things that actually don't belong there anymore that you really need to remove? Maybe something that's been there for a long time and that no longer is relevant, right? It could be some decor or something that you're like, you know what, we've moved on. This is before pandemic. And if that's, you know what I mean, certain items, I don't know if that happens to you all, but literally for us, that may no longer be relevant, or actually it's not even really aligned. Having fake plants with greenery maybe on the table is not really aligned with the messaging of freshness we want to give to the customer. You know what, maybe we should remove that and replace it with something else. For instance, have 2 to 3 big green pots around the restaurant instead of a fake plant on every table, if that makes sense. So think about those things. So these are the 3 things we covered today, right? How do you want customers to feel experiencing your dining restaurant? And how are you going to create that feeling with your colors, with your decor, with the service, with the atmosphere? And what are some of the things that no longer belong and are aligned with how you want your customers to feel? Thank you for tuning in. These are the topics I'm thinking about, we're chatting about, and I love to just share them with you, hoping that it'll serve you. Get your thoughts going. Maybe you can talk to your team about, get some feedback, try different things. And again, we always are in the pursuit of making a better experience for our customers so we can better serve them and do better in the community. Let me know your thoughts on this show. Be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel if you have not already, or to the podcast zone. I would love to hear from you. Leave me a comment and let me know your thoughts. And with that, it's time to get back to work and make some dough. Thank you. Bye-bye.